Thousands of people braved the wet weather to attend the event-filled burial of Vice President John Landa Nkomo at the National Shrine. Addressing mourners, President Mugabe described his late deputy as a peacemaker, saying Vice President Nkomo's wish was that there would be no political violence across Zimbabwe before, during, and after the elections expected to be held sometime this year.
Let's carry this exhortation of peace, carry it with us to our parties, so we can honor John Nkomo by holding elections that are peaceful. We want peaceful elections. Let's take advantage of the calm and peace. Someone has called it the oasis that we have now. The overriding common denominator is that we are all Zimbabweans. The heroes who lie here would surely turn in their graves if we betrayed their sacrifices and trust through petty personal differences that serve only to weaken us.
Mr. Mugabe promised to lead the campaign for peace himself and rallied other political leaders to do the same.
Peace begins with you. Peace begins with all of us. So peace begins with me, Robert Mugabe, with you who, I don't know who you are, all of you. You must say who you are. And then at the end, we should all sing, peace begins with all of us.
Representing the Nkomo family, Jabulani Nkomo, one of the deceased sons, said his entire family was saddened by the vice president's death. Mr. Nkomo succumbed to cancer last week Thursday. He also expressed anger that rumors of his father's passing were published by some online media before his actual death.
There were rumors coming across from Zambia that he had passed on, which seemed to torment us as a family. Just like in recent rumors, when there were false media reports about his alleged passing. Such traumatizing and stressful falsehoods may only make us stronger in the knowledge that our father was a dedicated cadre who would not be swayed into giving in to whatever he set himself to do. He was a strong fighter. He was a very strong fighter. And even when his health was deteriorating, he never gave up on the fight.
Several dignitaries from the region attended the burial, including South African Deputy President Halima Motlanthe, Zambian Vice President Guy Scott, and other senior officials from Botswana, Tanzania, and Namibia. Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai and his two deputies attended the ceremony, while the leader of the smaller MDC formation, Walsh Mengcube, was represented by Frank Chamunorwa. ZANU-PF Politburo member Tendai Savanu fainted during President Mugabe's speech and had to be rushed to hospital. As of this reporting, Mr. Savanu is still in hospital and his condition is not known. John Nkomo is the fourth vice president to die in office due to poor health. The others were Joshua Nkomo, Simon Muzenda, and Joseph Musika. Mr. Nkomo was born on August 22, 1934, and was a member of the African National Congress, later joined the National Democratic Party, then ZAPU, in 1961. After 2 years in prison, he joined the African National Council. During his political career post-independence, he served as an MP for Matebele North and Bulawayo North. Following the disputed 2008 elections, Mr. Nkomo was appointed to the post of Minister of State in the President's office, responsible for national healing, reconciliation, and integration, and also became the Vice President, a position he held until his death last Thursday. Vice President Nkomo is survived by several children and his mother, Matichi, who was unable to attend the burial today because of poor health. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.